This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Baskin and Phelps, 216-578-0092, 216-578-0092. Got a new podcast dropped today, didn't it, Meredith? Always Game Day in Cleveland?
Sure did.
Yeah, new podcast dropped this morning, so check that out. Daryl and I talked about some of the things Jeff and I are about to talk about right now, too. So the Browns are at the quarter pole. What are your thoughts on the team right now, and does the road ahead not seem as daunting as it did at the beginning of the season? When I look at this team right now, I really want to be like, oh my God, they're 2-2. They should have been 3-1. They probably could have been 4-0. They easily could have been 0-4. I wish they were better than 2-2 right now. They obviously had the opportunity to be better than 2-2 right now, and it's hard for me not to look ahead to knowing what the quarterbacks are that stand in front of you, to watch that New England Green Bay game the other day and think, man, I don't care who the quarterback is in New England. That's going to be a tough game just because Bill's on the other sidelines and silly things seem to happen to us when we play in games against really good coaches. And so I have real mixed feelings about what the future is for this team right now. But there's a part of me that wants to look at the standings, Jeff, and say, well, they're 2-2. There's a lot of teams that are 2-2 and this isn't over, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's a part of me that is just like, they better figure this out really quick.
I've seen some things that I really, really like about the team this year. Running game in particular has been terrific. Jacoby Brissett has exceeded expectations, even though he's not made the big play in a couple of moments. All right, I would love to say, okay, well, he just needs more moments. I can't say that. You know, we've seen a pattern throughout his career, but I think he's done a really nice job. I really do. The defense has had some really solid moments and then just been atrocious all at the same time. And I'm not going to sit here and think, okay, well, they haven't gotten over the hump, so this thing's just not working. I think they're really close. And I'm really anxious to see what it looks like with Deshaun Watson. I'm anxious to see, I guess, what it looks like when some of the defensive guys mature a little bit more. You know, I'm waiting for Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah to become that real impact player on defense. Do you think he's going to do it? I don't know. I'm looking for Greg Newsome to become even better than he is, and I think Greg's pretty good. I like him a lot. I think there are pieces here that can really work, and I'm anxious to see it. So even though these two losses, Andy, have been – the Jets loss was just ridiculous. The Falcons, you didn't play well enough to win because we just I thought all game long, could you guys just please get it together and put these guys away? And they never did. And so that loss might be more telling and might be more telling than the Jets loss. You just threw that game away, the Jets game.
You're right.
But, I mean, the Falcons aren't that good. And you couldn't put them away. And that one might be more of a concern. Maybe more concerning is the way to telling and concerning. Those are two good words.
Those are excellent words.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The reality is they're 2-2. And again, there are a lot of teams that are 2-2, and they're still in first place in the AFC North. Could they be ahead? Yeah, they could be. I want them to be so much more than they are. And Dan and I had a conversation before the show about, well, when you're starting Jacoby Brissett and you know Deshaun Watson is going to be your quarterback, what, week 13, right? You got 11 games and a bye week. So, you know, you're kind of on hold anyway. And you wonder what the franchise thinks about that and how that affects everything that's like, do you think that the Browns look at the season and go, okay, we're going to win with Jacoby Brissett and we're going to be a playoff team. This is when things start. And we can do this and we can get through this and we've got the talent around Jacoby. As long as Jacoby works within the framework of what Kevin wants, this thing's going to sing and we're going to hand something over that's pretty special to Deshaun Watson, maybe making, you know, NFL history. I look at it the same way I did like when the Cavaliers were in the playoffs or the Monsters were in the playoffs. And you look at the dasher board and, you know, there's 15 or 16 on the board and when they get a win, they put an X through it, right? Like the Guardians can do that now too. You know, on Friday, they could put 15 up there and put an X. I don't think they will, but they get a win, you put an X through it. I think that we put 11 on the board and right now we've slashed out four of them as we get closer to Deshaun Watson. You got seven left. What's it going to look like? Where are they going to be? Is Deshaun going to have the opportunity to play and just be in a kind of a comfortable zone where he knows the team probably isn't going to the playoffs, they have no chance, and he can get out there and fine-tune his game? That's one possibility. The other possibility is they hand the ball over to him and he'll have a chance to guide this team to the playoffs the last couple weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how do you look at this team right now, because the identity just still isn't there for me. I don't feel it. I don't.
Well, the identity is sitting at home watching games like the rest of us.
True.
That's the identity of this team, along with Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, and an offensive line. That's the identity of this team. I'm waiting for the defense. I'm waiting for the defense, Andy, to become that defense where you think, man, that D is, there it is. That's it. This team's known for its great defense. We can't do that. Oh, look, there's Zacchaeus wide open, 42 yards. Oh, wait a minute, there goes Corey Davis. How about that? We can't do that yet.
I feel bad. I said this the other day. I feel bad for Nick Chubb. I feel bad for Kareem Hunt. I mean, I know they're getting paid, but they're giving you all pro effort. I feel bad for the offensive line, but I'm still kind of mad at what happened at the end of the game the other day. Just don't give up one sack on that final drive. Don't give up a sack. Got to keep him protected. And what do? They gave up a sack. And, you know, a couple penalties in there that didn't help. I'm not questioning our offensive line. I think our offensive line is good. But when we needed them at the end of the game the other day, they didn't come through. And neither did Jacoby. I mean, Jacoby threw the pick. I know we want to look at him and go, well, you know, it wasn't his fault. All right, he still doesn't everybody want that one back? Wouldn't it have been better off to maybe try to get, I don't know, to dump it off into the flat and maybe get 5 yards, and even if it was a long field goal, at least you'd have had a chance to tie? There are a lot of things I look at and I just shake my head about this team. Hard for me to be really, really mad at the defense knowing that Myles Garrett and Taven Bryant, David Clowney didn't play. I get it, but someone's got to step up and stop them from running 15 straight plays. That can't happen against good quarterbacks. So are you pessimistic or optimistic? It's easier to be pessimistic about this team on a reality Tuesday, I'll tell you that. Take a couple of phone calls here. Let's do that. Let's talk to Brent. Hey, Brent. Oh, Brent went away as soon as I went to him. Let's go to Joe in Parma. Hey, Joe.
A stage fright.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up? Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, the Browns aren't going anywhere. Stefanski is still making the same mistakes he's made when he first started. And one of his first mistakes was when he hired a defensive coordinator that did not have any experience. They're making the same mistakes over and over again. I think they're overrating their players here. They're not as good as they think they are. And it's really disappointing for me. Honest to God, it was so disappointing watching that game Sunday. It's like I'm almost through with them. Why should I waste my time on a Sunday on a nice day and I'm going to sit home and watch these guys perform the way that they do?
Well, it's up to you. That's the point. Yeah, I mean, I hear you, Joe, but I have a feeling you're not going anywhere. You're a Browns fan. We know it. Like on Monday and Tuesday, you're like, I'm done. I'm never watching this team again.
Out.
And by the time Sunday rolls around, Joe, tell me where you're going to be. Where you're going to be.
Yeah, well, if it's raining, I'll be there.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Lowell is in Chardon. Hey, Lowell.
Lowell.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you? Good.
Love the show. Great.
Thank
great.
You.
Listen, two backs all the time. Set your receivers out and plow the ball. Run it down their throat the whole freaking game. Yeah, high school football game. That's it. Fullback, tailback. Just run the freaking football. If we lose running the football, so what? But you can't put Jacoby and throw on the ball. You can't do that. He's a manager. He's not that quarterback. He's way overthinking this, man. Way overthinking this, the coach. I'm not going to down the coach. I think he's a great guy. But it's simple football. Shove it down their throat. Make that our identity. Sorry.
Thank you. No, we're good. I think you're right. I think there's a lot of fans that would say that. It's just look at the number of running plays the Browns have run this season. I mean, they're ahead of the rest of the NFL. Nick Chubb has more. Nick Chubb's carries are through the roof right now.
Nick's, I think, number three.
So, I mean, you're looking at a team, when you combine that with Kareem, a team that's not scared to run the ball at all. It's yeah, just.
But you know what, Andy? The thing of it is I don't think we can look just at numbers. You know, I think what Lowell's thinking about is the same thing I've thought about sometimes, and it's game flow. You know, where is this in the game? Like, for instance, what did the Falcons do the other day? Hey, wait a minute. This is working. Let's just go with it. And they ran 19 of their final 21 offensive plays. Why? Because the Browns couldn't stop them. I don't see our team do that enough. You know, it's game flow. What's working in that game? And that's where I think we all sometimes think, just run it more. Well, they're running it plenty. Yeah, but you could run it more because it isn't being stopped. That's the point, I think.
Saquon Barkley leads the NFL in rushes with 84, Joe Mixon with 82, Jonathan Taylor and Nick Chubb are tied for third at 81. We continue on with this conversation. It's a reality Tuesday. You've had a little time to let it settle in. Here's where the Browns are at the quarter pole. Jeff and I are giving your thoughts. We want yours. Phone lines are packed, 216-578-0092, or you can hit us up on Twitter at CLE Talking. It's Mary Kay Cabot. We'll find out her reality in less than 20 minutes right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Reality Tuesday. All right. Reality Bites. Remember that movie? That wasn't bad. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-578-0092. 216-578-0092. Just kind of getting a feel for where we are with the Browns at the quarter pole. Should have been more. I think that's, it should have been more. And I think that's the way Browns fans feel right now. I think that's how you're feeling right now. Why does it seem like, Jeff, some things seem so obvious to the fans, but yet don't seem to come across that way that the Browns see it the same way the fans do? I mean, look, if we were so smart, we'd all be the head coach. I get it, right? We'd all be running organizations, making billions of dollars.
It'd be great.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I'm in.
You are?
Sign me up.
Let me go see. Take a ticket like you're at the deli. I got football franchises here. Number 36.
17.
What do you want, a pound? Want a pound of turkey? Okay, I got it for you. Why does it feel like what we watch is not the reality of what this team is seeing?
That's a good question. You know. What
do you think that too or no?
Repeat the entire thought. Let me let that
So here's the thought. Okay, we all know that Nick Chubb can run the ball.
Yeah.
And no matter what teams are throwing at him, they just don't seem to be able to stop him.
Yeah.
And we all yell at the TV, just run Nick. Just run Kareem.
Or Kareem.
Just run these guys. Give them the opportunity to win the game on the ground.
You mean because you can't come back and take control of a game. Oh, I'm sorry, Falcons just did. Sorry.
And then it's the fourth quarter freeze that I talked about yesterday, too. Yeah. It's like you got the ball somewhere between 6 and 8 minutes, and your drive is going to stall out. It's happened in all four games.
The other every time that, and you just said it, I've said it, you know, they could easily be 4-0. There's somebody in this room who every time we've said that, has said to us privately, yeah, they could be 0-4 too.
It's not so private anymore. There's only one other person.
Oh, yeah. That'd be you, Dan. But you know what? He's right.
Let it go!
I think,
can I get a blanket down here?
They had the Steelers.
Hang on. Back up again, Jeff. Put him out of his misery.
That's
good on my back.
I could
one more time. You got to hit the head.
They clearly could be one, just as easily 1-3 as they could be 3-1 or 4-0. I mean, let's be honest. They were really fortunate in the Carolina game. Really fortunate.
I don't know. They drafted that win, though, didn't they? They drafted
it. And you got into field goal range, relatively field goal range.
Yeah.
And, you know, but then Andy, the same guy you drafted for the win missed extra points the following weeks after you said he's never missed them in his life.
He hadn't missed since his freshman year. Why do you have to be that way? Why do you got to be? I'm going to go back in the corner over here and solve.
No, but
Andy, watch out for that wheel.
Dan's right, though. I mean, seriously.
By the way, Kevin Stefanski does not have that sound on his car. You know that, right?
The Carolina gift, that was a gift, man. It was a gift from the football gods.
And it was a week one win. Are you kidding?
I know.
It truly was.
All the way around. I mean, you coughed up the lead against Baker Mayfield, who is right now, like, statistically the worst quarterback in the NFL. And you needed a rookie kicker to hit a 58-yarder to win it. So if Menigan's right, they could easily be 1-3. I think they beat the Steelers. But they could easily be 3-1. They should be at least 3-1. And could have been 4-0. They just against the Falcons.
It's your favorite noise, isn't it?
Ugh.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 11. Fred joins us right now from Maple Heights. Hi, Fred.
Hey, gentlemen. So two things, well, three quick ones. One, I'm not feeling too good, man, about the Myles Garrett shoulder thing. I have to have shoulder surgery on the 17th for my AC. They got to shave the bone down.
Ooh.
They try to give you rest. I've been resting since March. I haven't been able to sleep on my side or anything, so it's a painful thing. Hopefully, his isn't that bad, man. But my fear is, you rush this guy back too soon, man, and I'm telling you, subtle movements hurt real bad. So you get to, I can only imagine banging that repeatedly for an hour. We can risk losing this guy damn near remainder of the season, man, because, you know, it takes time for it to heal. We rush him back.
True.
And then if they say he have to have surgery, you got to go through the post, you got to go through the rehab. It's going to be in the sling. It's a quick surgery, like 3 hours. But the recovery is like 8 weeks. Because you got to wear the sling for like 4 weeks, and then you still got 4 weeks of 4 to 6 weeks of rehab, physical therapy for it. So if he don't have to have surgery, that's cool. But then if we rush him back again, it's a nagging injury, and it could turn into something way worse. But that's a tough call, right?
Yeah,
there.
Well, we saw our quarterback go through that too. Fred, good luck with your surgery, my friend. We need you back out on the field.
Thank you. Hey, can I say one more thing? Though, or two more things, real
go
quick.
Ahead. Go ahead.
I think Stefanski. Y'all were talking about the flow. I think Stefanski, his problem is he don't want to deviate from his own game plan, man, because he don't know what's on the other side. I don't think he know how to coach with – just coach the game with the feel. He don't coach with a feel. He's just sticking to the script, and the script obviously isn't working, and he just won't deviate with it. He's willing to go down with that same script if he have to. And then I just wanted to say again, it's October 4th, 2022. Baker Bros need to let it go, man. He's a bum. We've been saying he's a bum.
Who was on the Baker bandwagon today?
So many people kept calling in over the whole period of time for Baker, man. I'm just saying, like, he went somewhere else. What is the excuse now? That's all. Anybody called in lately?
Okay.
But the guy's a bum.
Hear you, Fred. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure could make commercials, though. And he was great in those.
I still think they should have done a moving commercial with him. Hey, your insurance will transfer from this place to another. I just made too much sense. Larry's in Garfield Heights. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Tell me what you guys think about this.
Love it. I think it's a great idea. Go ahead.
Okay, the Browns defense to me looked the same with Miles in there and with Miles out of there. Still couldn't stop nobody towards the end.
What do you think
about that?
It's not just Miles, though. That's the thing. You know, when you lose Jadavian on the other side, too, I mean, 3/4 of your defensive line out for that game. So,
and not to mention Chase Winovich, your number one backup at defensive end.
Who's on the IR right now.
Larry, the defense is not the same without Myles Garrett. I mean,
just look, when they all play, you barely beat the Panthers. You let the Jets come back. So.
Yeah, all right. I'll ponder that thought. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it, Larry, hanging out with the Bulldogs. And
I understand what he's getting at. With Myles on the defense, has it been locked down and absolutely phenomenal? No. Don't you like your chances better with Myles Garrett?
Yes.
I do too. So,
Nick is in Cleveland. That reminds me, Nick Costas is going to join us later. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Fired up.
I'm doing well, guys.
Hi, Nick.
Just real quick. I mean, we're watching like this Indians team, right? Or the Guardians team.
Mm-hmm.
Just have this culture of winning. I think it's tough in the NFL. Browns are still going through it. They just haven't gotten it yet. They will. We're just going through that, trying to change the culture. And it's tough. It's tough in the NFL. But you see, like, when it changes, when you have that winning culture, like, young teams, average teams, they just find a way to win. I mean, so I think we all have to appreciate the Guardians a little bit more. Thank you, guys.
Nick, thank you. I'm just trying to remember the culture shift where we had a consistent winning football team here in town. Do you remember that? How long has that been?
I do.
And were you in Beaumont or were you here already?
Marty had a thing going here.
Marty. That's how bad we have to go back. I don't know. I think that's the hard part about being a Browns fan is you still use mile markers that were there a long time ago to remember what it was like to win. And we have a generation that doesn't get it.
Bill was on his way.
Yeah.
Disrupted.
BP, Pepper Pike. That's where we're stopping next. Hi, BP.
Hey, guys. How you both doing today?
Good, good.
Good. No, I was out of town. I didn't watch the entire Falcons game, to be honest, from Sunday. But I've been disappointed with the Browns so far. I feel the defense has let us down. I really do. And, you know, that Jets game, you know, even the Panthers game, you know, the long bombs, it's just been very disappointing. Now I'm disappointed with the injuries. Myles Garrett, you know, there's something called leadership, you know, and when you're the leader of the team, and this is a huge team, huge spot he's in, you know, you got to be cautious. I just hope he doesn't miss, you know, more and more games.
BP, come on, man. Are we really going to – I mean
– Yeah, I am.
I can't. I'm not.
No one else is wrecking cars and, you know, ruining seasons. And I'll tell you, I hope he doesn't miss multiple games. I'm going to the game this weekend. I expect to see Myles Garrett down there. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Every year the Browns season unravels. And I'm
BP, do you think you woke up in the morning and said, I'm going to get in a car wreck today?
But you have a certain responsibility.
But you know what? There are people that are in responsible positions all over the country in all kinds of jobs, and they didn't want to get in a car wreck someday when they did, too.
All I know is my...
Come on, BP. I mean, look, I love your phone calls. I love talking to you, but I can't...
That's your opinion.
Yeah, of course it's my opinion, and it's my show, and we let you in.
Dan,
it's Jeff's show, too.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry.
Thank you, God.
I have a lot of trouble... I mean, does anyone think Myles Garrett woke up in the morning and said, you know what? I want to get in a car accident today. That's exactly what I want to do.
Does he have a history of driving recklessly and hopefully that changes? Yes and yes. Sorry. If you're a really good driver and you're going 120, we'll go put it on a track.
I'm sorry. Myles didn't wake up and said, let's get in a car accident.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more.
All right, let's bring Mary Kay Cabot in. She's next from Cleveland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.